And down the line, we have got from the Canberra Raiders, Elliot Whitehead. And Elliot, thanks for joining us on the show.
No worries. Good morning.
So you guys are obviously in your pre-season stage at the moment, but we'll just have a look at last year. You know, you guys got very close and just missed out there in the grand final. What's the feeling like with amongst the boys heading into 2020 season?
Yeah, look, we're all hungry and keen to go one step further this year. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of hard work and then starting this pre-season. We were disappointed not to get the win in the grand final, but, you know, we believe in ourselves that we can get there again this year. So, like I said, it's going to be a lot of hard work, and it started last week.
How do you let that go? How do you put it in the rearview mirror, Elliot, and then turn that focus to 2020? Have you watched the GF back, or does it just go?
Nah, I think a few boys will have watched it. Me personally, I didn't sit down and watch it. You know, I went away with Great Britain as well, which was disappointing as well. So it just got worse and worse at the end of the year for me. So, I haven't really watched it, and, you know, I've just moved on from that now. And, you know, like I said, we're just focusing on 2020 now, and hopefully we can have a big season this season again.
Well, it's been a bit of a disrupted pre-season for you, because you've had to move from Canberra up to the sunny coast. How bad was it down there at headquarters out at Bruce when those bushfires were at their peak?
Yeah, it was terrible. Like, I landed from Samoa on the Friday before we started training, and I didn't believe how bad it was when people were saying it was so bad. And I got off the plane and, you know, you could just smell and, like, more or less choke on the smoke. So, yeah, we couldn't train there. So, you know, Sticky and as football manager Matt Ford rung some people up in Sunshine Coast, and, you know, they've done a great job looking after us. We've got some great facilities up here, and, you know, it's good to get away and be in April to train. So, it's good to get up here.
Mate, you re-signed late last year till the end of 2022. What's keeping you and all these other blokes at the Raiders?
Oh, look, you know, Ricky's is all about his players, and, you know, you want to play for him, and he's really looked after me when I've been here, and, you know, I wouldn't want to go anywhere else. So that's why I'm staying here, and, you know, I like Canberra as a city, and that's why I'm staying here, and I believe that we're building some, and we showed that last year, so hopefully we can build on that again and go one step further.
And Curtis Scott has joined the Raiders from Melbourne Storm. How's he settled into the side?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's been training really good, and he's settled in really well with the boys. And he's made a good little partnership with Nick Kotrick, and them two have been hanging around with each other a lot. So, they're the two jokers of the team at the moment. Dumb and Dumber together. So it's good to have them both together.
Who else is shining through the pre-season work?
There's quite a few boys that have come in and done well. George Williams coming from England, he's done well in his first week and settled in well. And, you know, there's a lot of the young boys that, you know, they'll be wanting to push for a spot in their starting 17. They're training well, like Hudson Young and Jack Murchie. So it's good competition, and, you know, that's what we need if we want to go that one step further this year. And at the moment, we've got that, so hopefully we can keep going in that direction.
Well, who's tearing it up at the Sunshine Coast on the training paddock, mate?
On the training paddock.
Yeah, on the training paddock.
It was going well. Like I said, there's a few boys, you know, a lot of the young boys are going well. And, you know, a lot of the young boys are flying in fitness, and they've got a little less weight than some of the bigger boys. So they get around well. But, yeah, Josh Hodgson always turns up fit, and he usually kills it, and he's up there with our models also. Yeah.
Righto. Now it's time to give up someone. Who's been up at the sunny coast, swanning around at the beaches, tanning?
Are you in Noosa? Whereabouts on the sunny coast are you?
Nah, we're in Kawana.
Well, that's all right.
Kawana Waters is nice.
So you can still get down the beach. And who's been just down the beach, you know, checking out the sights and sounds, lapping it all up?
To be fair, we only went to the beach yesterday. You know, our training's been pretty hard, and a lot of boys have just been coming home and sleeping, so we haven't really had time to go to the beach. But I know a few of the backs went yesterday, and they posted a picture with all the rigs out.
Standard.
Us forwards can't do that at the moment. We need to wait a few more weeks.
And when are you back to the Berra?
We leave back on Saturday, so hopefully the weather's all right coming for the following week. Otherwise, we might have to go somewhere else. I'm not too sure yet. Like I said, hopefully the wind don't blow the smoke in, and we have to go somewhere else, but we'll have to wait and see for that.
I want to ask you about Wayne Bennett, mate. You've had some dealings with him, obviously, being the England coach. there's been a lot of chat about him and Latrell and how he will be as a mentor and a coach. Latrell, what was your experience with Wayne?
Yeah, he's a class coach. You know, he really knows how to manage his own players, and you know, he knows how to get the best out of you. You know, he knows how to, he knows that everyone else, every individual, you know, is a different way of getting the best out of them. So, you know, I think he'll find that with Latrell, and you know, I reckon he will get the best out of him. So, yeah.
Do you reckon he can? Do you reckon he'll succeed at, if he plays that fullback role?
Yeah, look, he's a quality player, Latrell, and you know, he's got some great skills, so I can't see why not. And, you know, with someone like Wayne Bennett alongside him, helping him out and guiding him there, then I don't see why he can't succeed there.
And I want to go international-wise here, because we saw last year, like, the Aussies be pushed, they were beaten. You know, English Rugby League and the English Rugby League team, where can you... do you reckon you blokes can match it with the Aussies in seasons to come, and we can really have a strong international competition?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think we showed that in the World Cup. You know, I think we were disappointing last year as Great Britain, but you know, we get the chance again this year. Got we play Australia in the Test series over in England. So yeah, look, I believe the squad that we've got, we can really test Australia. So I believe that we need a mid-season test. So hopefully we can get that this year. And, you know, it just helps us out a little bit, you know, with the halves and the players and stuff. I think we missed that last year with Great Britain, but hopefully we get that this year with England, and then from end of the year we can have three great tests against Australia.
All right, Elliot, let's look ahead at 2020. Obviously, the Raiders are going to have a target on their back as one of the teams to beat this year. Who do you have as... who are we going to see in the grand final in 2020?
Us and Parramatta.
Ooh, Parramatta.
Tell you what, there's a lot of people tipping Parramatta and quite keen to have a flutter on them as well. So, but as we always say, you watch them all come out of the woodwork, the supporters. They'll be wearing the blue and gold. Mate, hopefully you can do it for Canberra. The passion that your fans showed late last year, I mean, Laurie works on this program. He's actually, mate, he's up in that part of the world at the moment on holiday. He should be down there doing some runs and stuff with you, surely. The great man, L. Daly.
Charlie Sticky will get on to him to get down at some point.
Mate, I hope you do it for Canberra. It's this year, and there's a lot of people in that area too that have been affected by bushfires down the south coast. They all love the Raiders, so you'll have a lot of people to make smile, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully we can do that. And, you know, hopefully once we get back into Canberra, we can start doing stuff for that community as well and helping them out as well. So
champion.
That's what we're looking into, so we'll be doing that.
All right, mate, we'll let you get back to it. Thank you so much for joining us. From the Sunshine Coast, Elliot Whitehead.